You're listening to the Afternoon Drive on WJTL, and today I am so excited to welcome a very special guest, a singer-songwriter known for his heartfelt lyrics, honesty, faith-filled music, and you know his songs. Since his very first radio single, we have been spinning the music of Jason Gray. His most recent single, Be Kind, is heard all throughout the day on JTL. And he is on the Acoustic Storytime Tour with Chris August and Rachel Lampa, coming to Lancaster County next week at the Barn at Paradise Station, Thursday night, September 11th at 7. Tickets available at barnatparadisestation.com/events. Welcome, Jason Gray.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your support over the years. Thanks for playing my new song, Be Kind. Very, very grateful. Thank you.
Before we talk about the show, I would love to talk about some of your recent singles. I love how you say many of the things that I want to say, but I'm not sure how to say them. And you know how to interject honesty with wit, sometimes a nod and a wink, along with humility. It's an art. And I do know that many of your fans say your lyrics feel like you're telling their story. And that is a real talent. Do you want to speak to that?
I imagine you're referring to my song, Jesus Loves You, and I'm Trying. That song actually came about, and I should explain for anyone who's hearing this. I do have a speech handicap, known as stuttering. Here it is right there. It's not because Lisa is intimidating or anything like that, although you could understand why she would. I mean, she is intimidating because she's awesome, but that's not why my speech is acting up. But interestingly, Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying was inspired at a concert close to you guys in Strasbourg, and a guy was wearing a t-shirt that had that saying on there. I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And he said, give me your address. I'd like to make sure you have one. And so he sent me a shirt. So that was kind of on my mind, you know. And then I have had this guy over the years who every time I post on Facebook, he always has some kind of contrary comment, some kind of negative, you know, and he's always kind of poking at me. And I've known him for 30 years. So he came to mind, you know. And I thought that would be a good way into that song. I think that's a sentiment that a lot of us relate to and can understand. We all have those people in our lives. What I wanted to do with it was verse one, hey, we can all agree that we have these people in our lives, right? Verse one. Verse two, it's about a family member, and I get a little specific, which, you know, is maybe kind of rude, you know, and I'm hoping that somewhere in the listener there that, you know, that they were on my side in verse one. Verse two, they're like, okay, we agree with you, but we don't name the person, right? You know, that's not very nice, Jason. Maybe you've got some issues, Jason, you know. And then by the third verse, I wanted to bring it around to I'll speak for myself. So I have this mentor in my life, and he was the one who really helped me to notice that, like, when I don't like something about somebody, it's probably because it exists in me in some way, you know? And so when I'm irritated with a person, it's worth being curious. Like, oh, is this revealing some part of myself that I haven't allowed God's love into? You know, so it can be healed. And so that's where the song goes. So hopefully we get some laughs at the top, but then brings it around to the heart by the end, you know? So.
Yeah. And Jason, your song Be Kind is definitely a song too that speaks to 2025. I feel like sometimes there's not that much kindness out there, and it's not just online. We really need to hear and be reminded that we need to be kind. We should not need to be reminded.
There's something about that sentiment that I think can feel naive or childish or weak, even. Be kind, and you know, like it's almost a Sunday school cliche, right? You know, until you begin to realize that. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've had this experience where you're going through something really, really difficult, really painful, or you're having an awful day. And the smallest act of kindness, like from a stranger, can turn the tide. It can mean so much in a moment like that, right? You know, and recognizing how powerful that simple childlike idea is, and how transformative it is. And I don't know that we can do much better than to be kind to each other. Okay, so I've written a lot of songs, and people ask me, where do you get your brilliant song ideas from, Jason? And, you know, I enjoy reading, and if I happen upon a quote that moves me, I think, oh, maybe this will be good for others as well, and then I'll adapt it into a song. So this is a song inspired by the quote of a Scottish preacher from the 1890s named Ian McLaren. And he said these words, I bet you've heard a version of it. Be kind, because everyone you meet is in a hard battle. And my pastor had that as like a part of his signature at the end of his emails. And when I first read that, it really moved me, in part because I was in the midst of my own hard battle. I was going through a divorce that I didn't want, and that I was confused by, and I was anxious all the time, and afraid of losing my family. I was not the best version of myself, for sure. Worried all the time that I was wearing people out with my pain, with my hardship, you know, hoping that the people around me would be able to hang in there with me, you know. And it was the kindness that I received from people. It was about a 2 or 3 year ordeal, and kindness was like oxygen to me at that time, you know. So I was moved by the quote, and also began to notice how, and I'm sure you've had this experience as well, that read something, a verse of scripture, a quote like that, whatever it is, the Holy Spirit will use that, will bring it to remembrance, right? And that happened a lot with that song, or with that quote. My mentor many years ago began to help me see the healing power of language. One time I was hanging out with him, and I was just so grateful for his help in my life. And I said, George, thank you for helping me heal. And he said, well, I can't help you heal that. That's above my pay grade. But what I can do is I can help heal your language. And once your language gets healed between you and the Holy Spirit, you'll heal on your own. Who do we speak with more than anybody else throughout the day? Ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And if our language is toxic, we're just pouring poison in ourselves, you know. And so a lot of his work with me was to heal my language. Through that experience, I just began to notice what happens in me when I hear a certain combination of words that makes everything click, right? And I thought, oh, maybe this is what my songwriting should be from here on out. Looking for healed language and putting healed language out into the world. Noticing when a combination of words moves me. And that's what happened when I read that quote, be kind, because everyone you meet is in a hard battle. And changed the way that I conducted myself with people, and helped me move to curiosity instead of judgment when I encounter a rude person at the grocery store or whatever, you know? So yeah, that was where that came from. That was a long answer. Thank you for being kind to me while I unspooled all that context. So
that was wonderful. No. Well, let's talk about the September 11th show here in Lancaster County at the Barn at Paradise Station. I understand that all three of you, Rachel Lampa, Chris August, yourself, you're all pretty much on stage for the entire show. Can you share more about what we can expect? And I'm curious, too, how all of you came together for this show.
So if you came to Nashville, there are singers, songwriters everywhere, like doing the songwriters in the round sets where we take turns sharing our songs and the stories behind them, you know. And so we wanted to recreate that for radio listeners, and we turned it into a tour. We're just going to take turns and kind of have a musical conversation with each other throughout the night. I've known Chris August for many, many years. We have toured with each other before. Rachel, too, you know, like I met her in the first era of her career. I'm happy that she is finding her way back to this. And yeah, I'm very excited. It's going to be a great night. And both of them are hilarious, and they're good at sharing heartfelt stories. And it's just going to be a great night.
Is there one song in the set list? This is probably not fair to ask, or maybe a certain part of the show that you're especially excited to share live?
My experience is that if I go in with a plan, I'll get the plan, right? But if I leave it open-ended, that's where the Holy Spirit can do its magic, you know? We're going to try to come into it as a beginner each night and see where the Spirit leads and see what happens, you know? So I'm most looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Hands off. I'm not going to control this approach. There's a song that I wrote with Chris a few years ago that hasn't ended up on an album that I love, and everyone who's ever heard it loves it. And so I imagine we're going to play that one too. It's called Dear Fear. So
so what do you hope people walk away with after the concert?
There's a quote by an author named Frederick Buechner that I love. He said, "The story of any one of us, if we tell it as authentically and humanly as we know how, it'll sound a lot like your story too, right?" And so my hope is that throughout the evening, people will not only connect to our songs, our stories, but they will, in a surprising way, find themselves connected to their own heart, you know? And that's where worship happens. I think worship happens the moment we connect with that core of our being, you know. So that's always the goal for me. The word religion means to connect. Religares is where it comes from, and so that is always my aim is. It's connecting with the audience, connecting with myself, the audience connecting with themselves, all of us connecting with the Lord and all of that. So,
Jason, do you mind if I ask you some Jason Gray fun facts?
Yeah, let's do it.
So is there one thing that you always pack for a tour? And I'm not talking instruments. Anything else like you always need it on the road?
I always pack a book, and then also I get these headaches, and so I have this weird little, looks like what you'd stick a football in to kick. I use that on my neck, and it's just always floating around in my suitcase and has been in there for like 20 years. I can't leave home without it. So, and everyone's like, "What's this? You gonna play some football or something?" Like, no.
How about any pre-show routines or traditions that you have before a show?
Let's see. I love people, but if I don't have at least like 20 minutes of kind of quiet on my own, where I get centered, I'll go out and I'll be kind of scattered the whole night. So I try to protect that, but I enjoy meeting people, and I'm not very good at that. So, but I'm always working on that. So also, I will say, when I'm on a larger tour, the way that I like to do tour devotional times is I'll assign whoever wants to bring the beauty. And that means they're supposed to bring something that they think is beautiful. That's the only criteria. It could be a scripture. It could be a poem. It could be a picture. It could be a story about their grandma. Whatever it is, just bring something beautiful. And they'll share the beauty. And then we'll take 3 minutes of just silence, and I time it, and then we say the Lord's Prayer. And there's something about that very simple practice. It's always like so meaningful. Bring the beauty, 3 minutes of silence, the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, I love that. How about favorite comfort food on the road?
Smoothie bowls. In my smoothie bowls, I'm trying to be like a big boy and eat my vegetables. I don't love vegetables. I'm trying real hard. And so I like to include vegetables in my smoothie bowls, like beets, cauliflower, and spinach. And then if you throw an apple in there or a banana, it tastes sweet.
Do you remember the first concert you ever went to?
I do. It was the Oak Ridge Boys with my grandpa and grandma. And it was when my heart's on fire, Elvira. That was the first, I think I was 8 years old or something like that. So my first Christian concert I went to was Mylon Lefevre and Broken Heart. I don't know if you remember them at all.
Oh, yeah. We still play Mylon.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So I remember it was very loud. I was just a little kid. I had those little baby ears. You know, they were very sensitive. It's like, whoa, this is rock and roll. So.
And how about if you could duet with any artist, past or present? They may no longer be with us, but who would that be?
My favorite artists are Paul Simon and Bono, but I don't always want to meet my heroes, right? Like I have this pristine image of them. I'm sure they'd be great, but you know, I think in our genre, John Foreman of Switchfoot is the best that there is. I mean, just a very truthful, deep songwriter. If I ever had an opportunity to collaborate with him, I'd probably be nervous. I just admire him so greatly, you know. I feel like everything he does is so authentic and truthful. But yeah, I'd love to work with him.
Well, Jason Gray, thank you so much for joining us today. We can't wait to see you live in concert, the Barn at Paradise Station in Bronx, September 11th, along with Rachel Lampa and Chris August. Hey, everybody, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, be sure to grab them and come ready for a night of music, stories, and encouragement. Tickets available at barnatparadisestation.com/events. Again, Jason, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you so much. Safe travels, and we will see you soon.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, I when I do interviews, it's when I least want my speech handicap to act up, and it was happening. But you were extremely patient, and you were kind with me, so thank you for that. We got through it.
We got through it. We can't wait for your visit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.